This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts. This story is from our episode about the legacy of the Chernobyl disaster, which happened 40 years ago in April of 1986. A few years before that, in 1979, the U.S. had its own nuclear scare when a reactor on Three Mile Island in Pennsylvania partially melted down. It is the most serious accident in the history of nuclear power plants in the U.S. In the years following these two events, Gallup polls found that an increasing number of Americans were against building more nuclear power plants. 73% of people polled in 1986 opposed building one in their community. But public opinion has shifted. A poll from last year found that more than 60% of Americans now favor using nuclear energy in the U.S. And tech companies like Microsoft, Google, and Amazon are investing in nuclear energy to power data centers for artificial intelligence, including a plan to restart a reactor on Three Mile Island. So is nuclear power making a comeback? Alan Yu looked into it.
I arrived at Three Mile Island after crossing the Susquehanna River outside Harrisburg. I go through the gate and meet my tour guide, Dave Marcheski.
I want to take you down by the cooling towers because this is, you know, for most people, the symbol of what nuclear energy is, right? A cooling tower.
Dave is a community relations manager for Constellation Energy, a company investing $1.6 billion to restart the Unit 1 reactor here. He takes me to the base of one of the 370-foot-tall massive gray cooling towers with their familiar shape.
I will say when the plant is operational and being next to the cooling towers, the water that trickles down has a waterfall effect. It comes down in level, so it's almost soothing.
Unit 1, the cooling tower and reactor Constellation operates, were not part of the infamous accident in 1979. That happened in another reactor, Unit 2. A mechanical or electrical failure stopped sending water that removes heat from the reactor, causing a partial meltdown. Tens of thousands of people in the surrounding area had to evacuate. The incident led to stricter regulations. The reactor that did not melt down, Unit 1, was restarted in 1985. Over the years, it was owned and operated by different companies. Eventually, Constellation Energy bought it. But in 2019, the company shut down the reactor because electricity from natural gas was cheap. The nuclear plant just could not compete. For years, the site was empty.
Let me take you inside the main access facility here. There's one thing I want to show you.
Dave had only worked for Constellation for 2 years when the reactor shut down. And now that the company is back at Three Mile Island, he sees a lot of familiar faces.
Hey, how you doing? Good to see you. Like I said, it's a reunion. You get to see people all the time.
He says back when the plant closed in 2019, he and his colleagues thought they would never see each other again.
People spend their entire lives here. Not just their professional careers. You have parents and then their sons or daughters work at the same plant.
So there was a lot of excitement when Microsoft announced a deal with Constellation in 2024 to reopen the reactor and buy power from the plant for 20 years. The federal government backed the deal with a $1 billion loan. Dave was the MC for the press conference a year later to celebrate.
On behalf of those folks, as a former Unit 1 employee myself, let me just say, it feels so good to be back!
Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro came to speak.
Folks shouldn't sleep on nuclear. They should be aware of the important clean role it plays in our energy portfolio. I'm excited about how this power plant will reopen, bringing more energy onto the grid. And by creating more energy, we will create more opportunities for all Pennsylvanians.
These days, the plant, newly rebranded as the Crane Clean Energy Center, is bustling with hundreds of employees again. But getting to a point where this reactor is ready to generate power could take longer than expected. In the afternoon of the same day I visited, Constellation said that the power grid needs transmission upgrades to connect to the plant. Those upgrades may not be done until 2031, which puts it 4 years behind schedule. But Dave says he's eager for this to happen.
And I cannot wait for the day to when we push the button and go back online and you start seeing water vapor come out of those cooling towers once again. That'll be an even happier day.
Yeah, it's a nice story. It just doesn't make business sense.
Tim Judson is the executive director of a nonprofit called the Nuclear Information and Resource Service, which has advocated for decades against nuclear power. He says this project is expensive.
Microsoft could have bought cheaper power from one of Constellation's other nuclear plants at a lower price, and Constellation would have still made more of a profit by selling that power at an above market price, but lower than what it's going to cost to restart Three Mile Island.
Tim says the high cost of nuclear power is known and documented. He pointed to two nuclear power plants that opened recently in Georgia, which led to higher energy bills for consumers. He questions why companies would want to spend so much money on nuclear power on Three Mile Island and elsewhere.
Solar and battery storage are the cheapest energy sources, you know, on the grid today worldwide. So why aren't we putting our emphasis there, but instead putting it on restarting a 50-year-old nuclear power plant that was uneconomical 7 years ago and spending billions of dollars to try to restart that thing?
But he says the nuclear industry spends a lot of money on public relations, and people now have largely forgotten the high-profile disasters. Fukushima in Japan, Chernobyl, and right here at Three Mile Island.
Public opinion is more favorable now than it was 10 years ago. And I think that's largely because, you know, of the shortness of people's memories.
Eric Epstein has not forgotten what happened here. He lives not far from Three Mile Island.
I grew up here, was raised here. Most of the community was very supportive of locating Three Mile Island in the area. It's also located close to an airport, probably closer to an airport than any other nuclear plant.
He says in the early days, people cared a lot about jobs and not as much about safety risks. He started a nuclear safety watchdog organization called Three Mile Island Alert in 1977, 2 years before the accident.
He went from a community that was very pro-nuclear to a community where trust was broken. However, we're three generations away, and so younger people are much more supportive of nuclear power than people that are older and experienced what occurred.
Eric has filed some lawsuits to try and stop permits for the Three Mile Island project, but says he knows the odds are against him.
The country split on this, wants to revisit nuclear power because they look at it as some magical kryptonite. They don't look at the downside, only that they purport to be clean, which it's not. I don't know how a radioactive waste product, which is toxic for thousands of years, is clean. Plus, there's a ton of emissions from nuclear power plants. Yes, it's cleaner than coal. Okay. Bad comparison. You know, the decision's been made since the 60s. We're going nuclear. We got to go nuclear. Why? Because we want to beat the Chinese in data centers. That's insane.
He says there have been some notable changes in how mainstream environmental groups see nuclear power as well. The Sierra Club remains opposed to nuclear power, but the Nature Conservancy now supports it. The Natural Resources Defense Council recently, for the first time ever, publicly supported a plan to reopen a nuclear power plant in Iowa. Kit Kennedy oversees the organization's advocacy around clean energy. She says the organization decided to support this project because of a few things happening all at once. More demand for electricity for data centers, energy prices going up, and the Trump administration attacking renewable energy.
I do think nuclear power is having a moment. There's a lot of bipartisan support and momentum. Nuclear power will continue to play a role in our electricity system, but I would expect that clean energy, solar, wind, battery, transmission, energy efficiency will play a larger role.
But despite all the recent changes, nuclear energy researcher and policy expert Jessica Lovering says the current moment is actually not as big for the nuclear industry as one might think.
It's a turning point, but maybe not as sharp of a turning point as it seems for maybe the outside if you haven't been paying attention.
She says both Democrats and Republicans have supported nuclear power for years now. What has changed is the big energy demand for data centers and tech companies realizing they cannot meet their commitments to use clean energy with just renewable sources like wind and solar. The other change is that President Trump is a lot more ambitious with what he wants to see from nuclear energy in the U.S. He said in executive orders that he wants nuclear power capacity to quadruple by 2050 and for the U.S. to start building 10 new reactors by 2030.
There weren't a lot of new resources provided by the executive orders, but the ambition, I think, in that target was an important clarifying event for the industry and helping them get a fire under them to maybe move a little faster.
However, Jessica and other experts pointed out one potential problem with moving so fast. NPR reported that the Trump administration has significantly cut nuclear safety regulations, so companies can get licenses for new reactors faster. The new orders lower security requirements for the new reactors, loosen environmental rules, and increase how much radiation a worker can be exposed to before triggering an official accident investigation. Jessica says the industry has long asked for more streamlined regulations, but even they are worried.
There is definitely a lot of concern, even within the industry, that too dramatic of a change could really harm public trust and just transparency around the process.
She says the risk is that loosening regulations too much could make the American public lose trust in nuclear energy once again.
That story was reported by Alan Yu.